When you hear the phrase religion and science, do you think of polar opposites, warfare, and sworn enemies?
Some people do.
But it doesn't have to be that way.
We see people finding ways to navigate their scientific and religious commitments every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
This leaves us with a question.
How do we hold both in tension without compromising on either?
Our hosts will try to answer that question as we explore the strange and fascinating relationship between science and religion.
This relationship is sometimes generative and sometimes destructive, but it always requires a closer look to understand the committed people on either side of the aisle.
And often in between.
Each week, our hosts will be some combination of
Kendra Holt Moore, PhD student in religion and science at Boston University.
Ian Benz, Associate Professor of Elementary Science Education at UNC Charlotte.
Rabbi Rachel Jackson of Agudas Israel Congregation in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Dr. Adam Pryor, Associate Professor of Religion and Dean of Academic Affairs at Bethany College in Lindsborg, Kansas.
Zach Jackson, UCC Pastor and Adjunct Professor of Theology in Reading, Pennsylvania. We will also be interviewing fellow scientists,
clergy,
writers,
educators,
activists,
and artists that we have met along the way.
The five of us, originally, were brought together by Sinai and Synapses, an interfaith, interdisciplinary fellowship seeking to elevate the discourse between science and religion.
Big shout out to Rabbi Jeff Middleman. Woo-woo!
One of the qualifications for acceptance into the fellowship is that you must be curious and kind, and Jeff embodies those two traits better than almost anyone.
After our two-year fellowship was completed, we wanted more.
We had more questions, more topics, more loose threads to pull, and more wormholes to go down and explore.
So here we are, standing at the beginning of a new adventure. Seeking to have open and honest conversations that pinpoint questions many of us share.
What does it mean for someone to be a religious person?
How does that identity inform their relationship to science?
Why are scientific topics like evolution, geologic time, and climate change controversial for some people?
Is technology amplifying bias?
What time does the robot uprising begin? What?
Maybe we should talk about machine ethics one of these days.
Oh, man.
Can we explain away religious experiences
with neuroscience?
Can you
believe in God and be a good scientist?
Does God enter into time? And if
so, religion made the world better or worse?
How do you teach
technology
and
amplifying bias?
Where are the indigenous voices?
How do you teach
archaeology and
indigenous voices?
Is religion made the world better? We have a right to die. Is technology amplifying bias?
So, you in?